Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through the Psalms, and I'm going to finish out the Psalm I started yesterday, which was a lot about God's creation. It was Psalm 104. I read verses 1 through 18 yesterday. Today, I'm reading verses 19 through the end, which is verse 35 in the English Standard Version, ESV. This is what it says. He made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness and it is night. When all the beasts of the forest creep about, the young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they steal away and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable, living things both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan, which you form to play in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love this line from verse 30, that you renew the face of the ground. As someone who loves to work in the garden and in the yard, I know this to be true. There is so much mystery involved. There's so much I can do. I can weed. I can plant the seed. I can water that seed. But I can't make the sun to shine. And I don't know the mystery of the germination of that seed. What a beautiful thing, Lord, to watch the seasons and be part of you renewing the face of the ground. And so, Lord, as I think about that, I think about the seasons that we have in our lives. There's the springtime where everything is brand new and we're reaping a heart. We're not reaping, we're sowing our seed, and we're maybe evangelizing or telling people about you. And we have all this expectation and hope. And some of us are in that season right now. And then there's the summer season where things start to grow and we begin to see that fruit. And we begin to see that all that work that we have done and all that surrender has mattered, and all that following you has mattered. And then there's some of us in the harvest season of the fall, where finally the trees are laden with fruit and we're able to see all those works that when we were attached to the vine, the fruit came and there was a harvest. And some of us are in the middle of just gathering all that fruit. And some of us are in a winter season. And I don't think these necessarily relate to the years of our lives, though they can be that way. But sometimes we just go through this dark night of the soul where everything seems cold. Everything seems to have died. All dreams, all hopes, all ministries, all relationships are in the depths of the earth, and the coldness, and it's dark, the coldness reigns, and we are bewildered, Lord. So I pray for those in the wintertime. I pray that you would help each person hearing this prayer today to catch a whiff of the spring coming, and that it won't last forever. Lord, thank you that you endure forever. Nothing is new under the sun. And our troubles and our trials are often cyclical. But Lord, I know that when we're in the middle of them, I know at least when I'm in the middle of a trial, it seems like I'll never get out. And I forget all your faithfulness from the past. And I forget to invite you in, or I don't surrender in the day, and I fret about the future. So Lord, since you are the great I am, the God of the present tense, I pray that you would meet me and you would meet the people who are hearing this prayer today in the present tense. That you have taken care of the past, that you are walking with us in the present, and you will be faithful to us in the future, whether we're in winter, spring, summer, or fall in our lives. We trust you in the seasons, in season and out of season. We thank you for being faithful no matter what season we find ourselves in. I pray all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I appreciate you, and I just hope that today is a day you experience the presence of God in a way that is tangible and helpful and real. Thank you so much for listening. I think I just said that already, but I am really grateful that you're listening, and have an amazing day.